You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 12/8/21. Well, we're always looking for new strategies, new ways to earn income with the lowest possible risk. That's why you tune in here. And we're always open to your emails. So please send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com if what you're about to hear holds any interest to you. I've got David Jaffe on with us now. David, former investment banker, day trader, and now options trader. You've been trading options for 10 years. One of the biggest questions I get from members of the community is options seems really difficult and everybody loses money at it. How am I going to be, or how are you going to be different? So briefly, tell us how options trading works and tell us your secret sauce.
Sure. I think that there are primary two ways. You can either buy options where you're basically, it's a low probability trade because the stock has to move more than the amount of money that you're paying for it. Or you can also sell options. And by selling options, you are turning yourself into a casino and turning yourself into an insurance company. And the reason why it's low risk is that you are able to sell options on some of the largest companies in the world, like Amazon or Tesla. But let's say you want to buy Amazon if it drops down to 3,000 and currently is trading at about 3,500. Instead of waiting for Amazon to fall to 3,000, you can simply sell a put option, which would obligate you to purchase Amazon at $3,000. And you would actually get paid for your time for waiting. And as long as Amazon didn't fall below 3,000, then you would collect premium and you would actually keep that premium at expiration. So maybe if you sold if you agreed to buy Amazon at 3,000, which would mean that you would sell a 3,000 put strike price. I don't want to get confused. I don't want to delve into the weeds of the terminology, but if you would agree to buy Amazon at $3,000, let's say you would collect about $400 for every contract. One contract is 100 shares. So you would collect $400. And as long as Amazon didn't fall below $3,000 at expiration, then you would keep that money and then you can keep repeating that process and repeating that cycle and essentially picking up that premium. And that's a great way to make money and while also reducing your risk.
All right. So the question is, how do I know that I'm selling a put or selling a call at a price that is going to yield me a profit that isn't going to wind up getting exercised? And how do I hedge myself? Do I own the stock or do I sell the stock short when I sell the put? How does this work?
Well, you don't really know. I mean, if we could all predict future price movements, then we would all probably be out on the beach and pick lottery tickets instead of trying to trade stocks. So it's really, you don't know. But the reality is that if Amazon, which is one of the largest companies in the world, which has a market cap of about like 1.8 trillion, its 52-week range, or rather its recent trading range, it's been trading between about like 3,300 on the low end to about like 3,650 on the high end. So if you agree to buy Amazon at 3,000, then in the worst case scenario, you can accept assignment and then you can own Amazon at 3,000. And then if you wanted to run the wheel strategy where you would take assignment, participate in the upside of the stock and then sell covered calls, you could do that. What I prefer to do is, generally speaking, if a trade gets challenged, I believe that it is oversold. So I will just close out my 3,000 put strike or my agreement to buy Amazon at 3,000. And then I will extend the duration, which means similar to car insurance, if your policy is 6 months, then I would simply agree to buy Amazon at maybe like extend at like 3 months later than that. And I would reduce my my obligation to buy Amazon. Instead of 3,000, I would agree to buy it at 2,800, but I would be on the hook for a longer period of time. And I have found that by simply managing the few percent of the trades that get challenged, then I can achieve win rates that are up to about 98%. Because only, I would say about like 5 to 10% of the trades that I make end up getting challenged. But yeah, it's definitely, you have to make sure that you're able to manage and reduce your risk for those 5% of the trades that do end up getting challenged.
Interesting. Interesting. So when you say challenged, that means a loser trade that gets executed or that you wind up having to pay for?
No, when I say challenge, I mean that if Amazon right now is trading at about like 3,400 and I agree to buy it at 3,000, then I would characterize a trade that gets challenged if Amazon falls about like 10% and then Amazon trades to about like 3,100 or below 3,100. And then I start getting anxious that I have to roll or do something with that trade because there's a possibility that it would expire in the money. Most of the trades that we make, you'll sell Amazon at 2,900, 3,000, and then you'll just set like a buy to close order. And then Amazon will like languish and not really do anything, or it'll go up a little bit or decline a little bit. But you'll never really have that much fear or anxiety that your short put is going to end up being challenged. So in that case, as time progresses and it gets closer to expiration, then your buy to close order will automatically fill for about like a 50 or 60% profit of the amount of premium that you collected. But when I say challenged, I mean like if Amazon falls below like 3,100 and then you start thinking, okay, I need to do something. I need to act on this position because it might end up expiring in the money.
Gotcha. All right. Interesting strategy. And tell us about some of your winning trades recently, things that you did, how it worked out, and tell us about some of the ones that didn't work out so well.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Goldterra Resource Corp. is a gold exploration company that has assembled a highly prospective district-scale land position on the doorstep of the city of Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Goldterra is currently focused on expanding and delineating gold resources at the company's Yellowknife City Gold Project with a goal of discovering over 5 million ounces. With ready access to infrastructure and multiple high-grade gold discoveries, Goldterra is on track to re-establishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. Goldterra trades as YGT in Toronto and YGTFF on the OTC. For more information, go to goldterracorp.com. That's goldterracorp.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Sure. I mean, it's pretty easy to speak about some of the winning trades because I do have a tendency to win most of my trades, but realize that when you do this strategy, that's pretty much going to happen with anyone. It's not that I'm special or that, you know, this is like a magical strategy. What you're essentially doing is you are hitting singles. You're not trying to hit home runs, because when you try to hit home runs, a lot of people end up striking out. So you're playing like a casino, you're playing like an insurance company, and you're placing small bets that you're going to win the majority of your trades. I would like to talk about probably one of the losing trades, because that would be more educational and instructive. For example, I had a trade in PayPal where PayPal just like 2 months ago was trading close to 310, and then it fell down to about like 250. And I thought that that was an incredible opportunity because at that time it had fallen about 20% off its recent high. So I sold a short put option with a strike price at 210. And PayPal actually fell all the way down to like 179. And actually, it was trading at 179 just like 2 days ago. And now I think it's trading at about like 194 at the time that we're recording this. But, you know, the reality is that the actual move in a stock, although it's rare, it does sometimes exceed the expected move. And when the actual move is greater than the expected move, that's when option sellers get hurt. And that's why it's extremely important to always make sure that you're trading small. And with that PayPal trade, what I ended up doing was I ended up rolling out the expiration by a few weeks. I ended up selling call options with a strike price of about 230. I also sold some additional puts because my original position was small. So I sold some puts with a strike price of 150 and 155. And then I was able to reduce that strike price down to about 200. And I still have that position, but it's in a much better situation than it was previously. And if PayPal had continued to decrease, then there are some things that we could do. For example, I could convert that naked short put option by buying an at the money put and then selling an in the money put, which would then, and then selling short dated calls against it, which would then protect me against any downside risk while also selling calls to recoup the money that I spent on the long put option.
All right. Sounds like the more trades you make, the higher the commission you're going to pay on that too, right?
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about like what Robinhood did. Just about like 3 years ago, I was paying, I think, I started out with Options House, and then they were acquired. They were acquired by E-Trade, and then E-Trade was acquired by Morgan Stanley. So just a few years ago, I was paying about like $8.95 for a commission, and then like 50 cents a trade for every contract, rather, 50 cents a contract. Now I only pay 10 cents a contract. And so, yeah, basically your commissions, it's practically free to trade. And yeah, the commissions are not a hindrance like they used to be.
Right. Gotcha. So that makes a lot of sense there. And interesting thing. So if somebody wants to get started with you, how much money do you need? And tell us how you get started in this.
Sure. If you want to start selling options, the minimum amount that you'll need is $2,000. And I usually recommend that with people with smaller accounts, they open up an account with Tastyworks, because with Tastyworks, it's very easy to get approved for selling naked options. The problem that I think that many people who have smaller accounts is going to run into is that we target returns of about 3% a month. And if you're using a $2,000 account, making 3% a month is not really that appetizing or that appealing, because you're only going to make about $60. However, I can tell you that from a long-term perspective, it's definitely advantageous, because this strategy, by selling options, it gives you a significant amount of control. It's mathematically accurate, where you're selling premium and you're going to bring in a consistent amount of money. And you're essentially not gambling. You're not day trading or buying options. The probability of profit is strongly in your favor. So yes, it definitely works out better when you have $15,000 or $20,000 or even more. But even people with as low as $2,000 can begin selling options, and they can open up a Tastyworks account.
All right. Very interesting. Well, sure, you're going to have questions for David, and you can send them to me, kl@kerrylutz.com. We'll forward them off and get you an answer. David, the website that we find you at and connect
sure.
with?
Sure. So I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/beststockstrategy. And then also my URL, my website, is beststockstrategy.com. You can go there and you can receive $400 of valuable free training if you have interest. And yeah, that's a good way to get started.
All right. And of course, there'll be a link in the show notes to this interview on Financial Survival Network. Make sure you sign up for our free newsletter. David, a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by. We will talk to you again.
Thank you, Kerry. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.